Welcome to the Tuesday Sports Show.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to the ORN Sport on this Tuesday evening. We will be discussing over the next hour all the sports news from the past week and previewing what's to come over the next 7 days.
Murray wins! Murray wins it all! This is going to be a top play. Control this, and the cup is his. He's coming after him. He's immortal now. Usain's done it.
Here's Trump with three. Yes! A spectacular move by Michael Trump.
This is URN Sport.
Good evening, welcome to the Tuesday Sports Show. I'm your host, Chris Young. I'm here with Tom, Jack, Taryn, and Joe to discuss a lot of the sporting action that's been happening this last week. We'll be talking first of all about the rugby union. So England unable to win the Grand Slam. Joe, our rugby expert here in the studio, what were your thoughts on exciting weekend in the rugby, Six Nations?
Obviously, it's the climax of the Six Nations. I felt that it was going to be a tough game for England, and how it turned out. Disappointing they couldn't get over the line. Not wholly unexpected. We always lose to the Irish in Ireland.
It's one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't matter how good we are, they seem to raise their game for us, especially on St. Patrick's weekend.
Oh, of course,
don't think they
want
to lose at home to us then. So, disappointing. Well, elsewhere, resounding 29-0 win for the Scots against a pretty hapless Italy. Nice for Scotland to finish on a high note after a good Six Nations. And then obviously Wales being pipped, literally, was it 20 minutes into it to overtime against France? Which is sort of the tale of their Six Nations, so close but so far. So they're the main headlines.
So, guys, what did you think about the Ireland-England game? Was it a case of England just playing poorly, or did Ireland actually do the really good job against them?
It was a bit of both, really. I think, you know, Ireland going into this game, they knew that they weren't going to win the Six Nations. They knew that we had already won it, and they knew that we were going for our second consecutive Grand Slam.
Obviously, as well, you know, beating Ireland, we would have set the new world record for the amount of games unbeaten in a row. We would currently join with New Zealand on 19 games, I believe.
I think it's 18.
Is it 18? 18 games. So we were joint on 18 games. And, you know, England, we were talking about it outside before we came on air. They, throughout the entirety of the Six Nations, they didn't look like a side that deserved to get the Grand Slam. They were lackluster and in so many of their games and just managed to get across the line. You know, Italy, they exploited a loophole, but we still went into half time behind against them. We barely managed to scrape ourselves a win against France, and the same can go for our game against Wales. So, although we were keeping up that unbeaten streak and we won the Six Nations overall, it wasn't, in my mind, it wasn't the best Six Nations that we've had in recent years.
My name is Steve Bunce, and you are listening to the URN Sports Show, the only sports show worth listening to in this neck of the woods.
Thank you for staying tuned to URN's Tuesday Sports Show. So we'll be talking a little bit about the tennis and what's been happening, particularly in Indian Wells. Tom, our tennis expert here in the studio, what's been happening?
So just a quick roundup of the results. In the men's singles, Federer
so
won.
So maybe not so much of a tennis expert.
Yeah, not quite. Just change that for the moment. Federer won, beating Wawrinka 6-4 and 7-5. And he had a fairly easy run-in, to be honest, Wawrinka did, and has always struggled against Federer. It's something like he's lost 20 out of 25 meetings. He's been in the shadow of the Swiss world number 10 for quite a while now, which is a shame. In the women's singles, Elena Vesnina beat Kuznetsova in an all-Russian final. In the men's doubles, Ramon Klaassen beat Melo and Kubot in the final. And in the women's doubles, the six-seeded Chan and Hingis beat the unseeded Siniakova and Hradecka.
Federer's had an amazing start to 2017, won the Australian Open, won his fifth Indian Wells. Is he well and truly back?
I don't think so, personally. I think you see it with a lot of sportsmen. They can turn it on occasionally when they get into their old age. I think you see it. They produce these amazing performances from time to time, but he's most certainly on the downward spiral of his career. And I think the golden era of tennis, so to speak, is sort of over with Nadal, Federer, Djokovic and Murray sort of all at the end of their peaks or towards the end of their careers as well.
But I guess you say that, but yeah, amazingly, both of them ended up in the final of the Australian Open. Federer wins the Indian Wells, but you're right. Federer's, what, 35 now? He should not be where he is at the moment. Is that more down to his amazing qualities as a player, or do you think it's Milos Raonic, Nishikori? They've not stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, I think with a player like Federer, obviously, you know, he's one of the greatest tennis players that, you know, we've ever seen. And I think someone like him, the way he plays, the sort of the graceful manner in which he's always played tennis, I think has sort of increased his longevity. I think if you look at someone like Nadal, who's always been much more of a physical, more of an abrasive player on the court, then it was always sort of natural that his sort of physical state was going to deteriorate quicker than Federer. So, you know, if Federer has a few good games and he hits the peak that he used to hit back in 2008, 2009, then, yeah, he can win a Grand Slam still because he is that good.
31 Sports.
Across 2 weeks of action,
the University of Nottingham versus Nottingham Trent in the 13th year of the Nottingham Varsity Series.
And the battle lines are drawn.
Can Azra save? He can!
Get it in! Fantastic!
Hubbard puts up a three-point shot and he nails it.
We have officially won the American Football Varsity for the first time.
The University of Nottingham have won Varsity Futsal and they have won Varsity 2016.
All 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
Can the green and gold retain the series for a sixth year in a row?
From the 25th to the 30th of March and the 7th to the 14th of May, follow all the action right here on University Radio Nottingham.
This is Varsity 2017.
This is URN.
Varsity starts this weekend, and if you want to know all that's happening regarding Varsity, you could do so exclusively with URN Sports. So we're now going to be talking a lot about the Formula One, which starts this weekend, I believe, in Australia. Joe looking very happy at that. So, guys, what are your general thoughts about the upcoming season?
I think it should be a good one. I think, you know, the whole new owners now, you know, they've got the American company come in, Bernie Eccleston he's not out of the sport as such. You know, he's going to play a sort of backseat role in helping the new owners, you know, bring in the changes that they want. And he's like the F1 technical manager of sport or something like that. So he's not out of it yet, but I mean, it's going to be interesting because, you know, the preseason testing that's been going on over the last couple of weeks has basically told us that, you know, Ferrari are a force to be reckoned with now. Ferrari posting a couple of the fastest lap times in Barcelona testing. You know, you've got Hamilton now with still at Mercedes, and you've got his new teammate Bottas coming in. Bottas has come out and said that he doesn't want to be the second driver. He isn't that person that's going to, you know, just let Mercedes tell him to be the second driver. Mercedes don't want him to be that second driver. They want him to compete with Hamilton because they believe that even though Ferrari have caught up with them, they still believe that they've got one of, if not the fastest car out on the track.
We won't ask you, Joe, don't worry about that. But what do you guys think? Who will win the season in general?
Being
car and driver.
I think we're going to have to go McLaren and Lewis Hamilton. I think he just...
McLaren, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
You mean Mercedes?
But yeah.
It's not McLaren Mercedes anymore. It's McLaren Honda.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're good. Don't worry, mate. I was going to say, that's a very big wild card.
Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton, yeah.
And then what about yourself, Jack? Who do you think will go on to win it here?
I think Vettel's in a very good place at the moment with that Ferrari car. Raikkonen's going to be pushing him all the way. You know, Raikkonen, again, as a dark horse in a race, you know, I say that he's a dark horse. He's been a very consistent performer over the last couple of Formula One seasons. So it would be hard not to agree with Turan, really. I think Mercedes still have that car. You know, going into the testing, they've done it before. They've gone into testing with a heavier fuel load than other cars to try and sort of simulate the race conditions. And then whenever it comes to the actual races, they do it in race conditions. They're the only team that's prepared for it. And Ferrari, even though they're... I think Mercedes were running with 30 kilograms extra fuel during the testing sessions. So although they were, you know, slightly slower than the rest of the field, I can guarantee you that when they are on the same similar sort of loading conditions, then they are going to be definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Going to be talking a little bit about something that you could argue isn't actually a sport, esports, so gaming but being paid to game. Taryn, what is happening?
Well, basically, gaming has been around a long time and people have decided, you know what, I can make some money out of this, let's make competitions. And naturally, football clubs, being sort of the business machines they are nowadays, have cottoned onto this, and PSG have made their own esports team where they play League of Legends, FIFA and other sports. It's not exclusively just PSG. I think Man City have signed a FIFA player for their team.
Yep.
Whatever that is.
Unbelievable.
And so have Wolfsburg as well.
Yeah, Wolfsburg, I think, were the very first people to do it.
Yeah, so personally, I just think it's indicative of the way football's going. It's not really a football team anymore, it's more of a brand, and all they care about is sort of imposing their market share onto the country and making money. And esports is just another way where they can just milk the customers for some more money.
Yeah, I think it's a bit embarrassing for Man City, the fact that they can't seem to sign a proper centre half, but they can sign some they can sign some gamers. So they need to get their priorities in check.
At least I'll sign them into esports.
Oh, that's where the net's going. Yeah. The big question is, guys, I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Do you think this is even a sport to begin with?
Definitely not. I think it's more akin to sort of a goggle box. I mean, I've watched a few FIFA games. It's very interesting, fast paced, but you're not watching it to see the result. You're watching it to see the reactions of the last minute goals.
Yeah,
who's going to smash their controller? Who's going to fly off the rails? I mean, it's basically goggle box on steroids. That's how I'd put it. But well, gold boxing controllers, perhaps. But
I know, I love how you managed to fit like a Star Wars reference in there, actually. Well, I guess you've got people like KSI, you know, who is so funny, but is basically making money off playing FIFA. And so maybe this isn't a new thing, but now clubs like PSG are actually hiring people to play games on their behalf.
I think it's as much of a sport as chess is a sport, essentially. You know, it's not a sport per se, but it's very mentally challenging. It's, you know, you've got to have skills that perhaps other sports don't require you to have, and that's the same thing that can go with sport, with esports in general. You know, you've got to have quick hand-eye coordination, you've got to know your reflexes. It is nevertheless still sort of classified as a sport in that it tests your abilities that perhaps aren't tested in other general sports.
If you're getting paid so much money for it, then they're going to be laughing. I mean, they don't care what we say on URN. They're like, I'm picking up 200 grand for playing FIFA, so happy days. At what point does it get included in the Varsity Series?
That's when we'll know it's a proper sport.
Varsity FIFA, that would be insane.
I mean, they play Canoe Polo
Varsity 2000. No, we don't want to put that out live. It's too late now.
Do we do like Varsity like Olympics Rio de Janeiro 2016 or whatever it was? You know those Olympic games that you can buy?
Oh, well, they did want to put World of Warcraft in the Olympics, don't they? It's true. Yeah, it's amazing. You've been here with Joe, Taryn, Jack, and also Tom. I'm Chris Young, and for more of us here at URN Sport, have a good night.
This is URN Sport.